anxiety is spiritual. My energy audios can zap your anxiety. Being here and now has been a favorite topic of all the gurus. What is a guru? A guru is a person who can teach. I said teach, I didn't say just talk. All the gurus I know are big talkers. What is the difference between talking and teaching? On one hand, you can see the results of teaching. If the student is able to be/do what is being taught, then teaching and learning took place. Knowing about something is not real knowledge, it is talking. Just like talking about flying isn't flying, talking about love isn't love. And talking about being present isn't being present. What makes someone able to learn being? After all, when you communicate, talk, being, it is unfortunately taken up by the mind, and the mind isn't interested in being, isn't able to create being. Most importantly, the mind isn't interested in you being in the here and now. In being present. Where you are, when you are, who you are with what is actually happening. The mind is interested in meaning and leaving reality for that. Many teachers and courses try to bridge from the mind to the being. Affirmations, inauthenticity exercises, psychodrama, inventing a possibility, the solutions that don't work well or at all can fill a whole library. Hypnosis, noise treatment, light, sound, smell, visualization, psycho this and psycho that. All have the same shortcomings. Unless being is distinguished on a level beyond the mind, there is no learning, no alteration will happen in being. Some teachings have a little piece here and there that are useful, but there is no system that has ever been successful. Not in the past 2,000 years, or maybe 3,500 years. In the Path to Enlightenment course I am attempting to teach what has never been taught, the art of being in the moment, with what is. Now, a few words about that. You can't teach being straight, directly. The only way to teach being is to distinguish all the crooked ways of being. Just like you can throw a dart and be off the bullseye, in being you can be off target in a million and one ways, and not hit the target being. Kabbalah, the Old Testament calls that sin or transgression. Being off target. The is only one way to hit the bullseye. And millions of ways to be off target. I have found, so far, 3 to 4 different ways to be off target, i.e. not be present, that can be distinguished and taught. There are a few indicators that you are off that even you can sense, feel, or see. The mind won't be useful here. One of the indicators is anxiety. Anxiety is easy to recognize, even though different people feel anxiety at different parts of their body. Also, anxiety is so widespread, so ubiquitous, that I don't have to spend much time identifying it with you. Anxiety is bodily feeling, not an emotion. One of the interesting things that I have noticed is that the dark side spews anxiety and anguish at humanity. People don't suspect anything, they don't suspect that it is in their anxiety, they are so used to the feeling, that the fact that from 11 to 12 and 3 to 4, like clockwork the anxiety is stronger isn't suspicious, no one suspects foul play. Another thing I have noticed is that my 20-year-old Chinese neighbors have no anxiety. Maybe people in communist countries have almost no anxiety? Although when I lived in Hungary, I lived on Valium for 10 years. Because of the bodily feeling of anxiety that wasn't mine. So maybe what I write in the previous paragraph isn't true. By the way, the anxiety wasn't mine, and the Valium didn't help. Empaths, so-called sensitive, soak up others' feelings. Ugh. My observations drive my teaching. So far we've been having some success. Did you expect that anyone can teach you how to be in the here and now in a few hours? Even if they are really good. You have no idea about your feelings, about your thoughts, about your inclinations, about your drives. You are unconscious, sleepwalking, or live in your head. My hunch is that it will take a few months, unless. Energies to the rescue. Supposedly anxiety is a state where you are afraid of something that is in the future. I know that in this pandemic we are in the midst of, anxiety complaints have hit the roof. I have a lot of reasons for anxiety. The future is unpredictable. Global warming or whatever the climate change means. Given my age and fragile health. Death is on the menu. For whatever reason, my longtime sturdy business is suffering with diminishing revenues. So if I lived in that unpredictable future that isn't here isn't now, I probably would have some symptoms of anxiety, worry, or whatever version of fear I would experience. Paralyzing. My amazing Gopal audio. What has remained from my big bundle after I removed the ineffective audios? Talks directly to consciousness, and directs you to be present. In the here and now, and look at what you are doing. It is an immersion audio. And it only works this way if and when it's playing. It is not like a pill that you take, or a hypnosis session that takes 15 minutes. It helps you to be in the here and now, out of the mind, out of memory, out of meaning, out of all the things that make you ineffective. If you have the big bundle, use IT. If you don't, and struggle to be effective in life, struggle with anxiety, struggle with worry, get it now. I am not going to rename the audio. Big bundle it is. The audio only has the command to source. So I can use an audio I recorded 10 years ago. And even if the energy changed, source gives you the updated energy. A real time saver and money saver for you. Get the magic audio. You'll hear me breathing. Go to www.jervibe.me/bigbundle. Another amazing audio that can knock you conscious is the Harmonizer. It is an avatar state audio, and works like a huge powerful vortex. The recently recorded Harmonize the Planet audio seems to work much like a homeopathic remedy. In some hard to explain way, it seems to go straight to the source of the anxiety and attack it. The first symptoms are counterintuitive, the anxiety gets stronger. But after a few days it begins to get less intense, and get reduced to a manageable level or often to nothing. We are still testing to find out how it works, but that it works, it is now certain. You don't have to connect to source, and still get the benefits of the anxiety reduction. This audio, unlike almost all the newer audios, has the energy embedded in the audio. So it is too strong to play through headphones. It is still strong but won't damage your brain if you play it in the background. You can play it in the background, on a computer, on Windows Media Player, in a looped mode, through the speakers, on very low volume. Or on a mini MP3 speaker, that cost October 20, 1930 bucks. That is what I do. I can feel the incredibly strong energy as it harmonizes not just the planet but me. Since I have been playing it, I have had more insights and I am dealing with what I see and see it clearer than ever. Is it worth for you to try it? If you are a normal North American person, mired in frequent feelings of anxiety, it is definitely worth it. You will receive all the new versions of the audio, or anything else I record or prepare for the harmonizing purpose. Click here if you are interested in getting the audio. Here is the link to the Harmonize the Planet audio that zaps your anxiety. Go to www.jervibe.me/harmonize. It's perfect for this time of the year.